Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? Yep, that's me. Isis, I'ma do me. Just chilling, relaxing. So, just relaxing, doing my thing. Much love and respect to each and every one of you that have logged in, called in, showing some love. Always a blessing. Thank you, everybody. Tonight, we're going to have Soul Pow. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. All right. We're going to be expecting him in the next 5 minutes or so. But until then, hey, just listen to some sweet music until he come on in. All right, that's what's up. To the Bahamas. It's going to be live on that boat, plus showing you on television, cable network, in Chi-Town, Chicago. Look, this is just for exposure. and the rooms are not, they're not high. They're cheap. They're very, very cheap. Get on that if you want to be a part of this cruise ship, Carnival Ecstasy, One Love, One House TV show. They're doing their thing in the Bahamas, August the 24th through the 25th, okay? And you can call 804-878-4433. Speak with Ms. Linda Brown or text 1L18 for more information, okay? That's what I'm talking about, you all. And to all of you artists out there, tell your friends to tell their friends to be listening to the Isis E Show Tuesday, Wednesdays, and 3 a.m. Eastern Time. Here we go, you all. We're still waiting on my boy. So how from Canada, Nova Scotia, Canada.
To the day you die, got my hand on the twitch and why. Never ever seen a boy so fly. My team, real life, there's no need to lie. Got me staring like I'm Harry at the spy. Them looks can't kill, trying to get oh my. Oh Lord, applause. Shorty looking good, I can't afford. Got me on the hold like a bellicose sword. Tell a night over, you say 22, but you look a little older. Mama Phil Jackson, can I coach ya? Take it to my hood and show you my culture. What we live for a living. Got me on love, baby girl, no killing. About to go see the Lord where there's no sinning. And yup, see how they watching. We in love, so we bottle popping. I'm on mind like I'm Johnny Cochran. Baby girl, let me know your options. Stone cold, but we not deep often. No cleanup, but no mopping. No Glock pop, so no popping. Shopping spree, so we do a little shopping. Do a little breezing, do a little shopping. Like I never said that. Mind over matter, let me know your head at. Talk about money, where the hell I bred at? 007, so we got a kidnap. Tryna find us, better look on the mat. Better wipe your feet on the walking door mat. Like we hustles in the trap, and we tryna get back. But I just wanna love on the track. Put your hands up if you wanna live. 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 Now back to the subject. Can't get enough of each other in the public. Shorty wanna lick my tongue, wanna rub it, wanna jump on her lips, then I wanna grub it. Like I'm eating for no reason, till no breathing, man, stop teasing. Baby girl, I just really wanna. Tell her that it's still young. T-Pain in your brain like you're getting sprung. Haters get mad, cutting out to get hung. E-40, young, then we go dumb. Kissing on your lips, cutting out so young. Baby girl, I just love your gum. And at the end of the night, end up making a baby girl or a baby son.
I'll never let go. They call me Jeffy, with the ace in my flow. You know, I go mainstream sound, no underground Hollywood bound, yeah. And I promise that I'll never let you go. I promise that I'll tell you everything that you wanna know. Everything that you wanna know. I swear, I'll tell you everything. Here we go.
Yeah. I'll be right here by your side. If you let me hold you tight.
Fed X, I deliver. Hit it from the back, baby, make you quiver. Licking on your lips, now your body shiver. Never been a rat, cause I ain't my splinter. You been the boss lady, I been the boss don. Somebody to tell my motherfucking mom that she the one, yeah, she the one. Every time I slide in, it slowly she pre-con. Miss Presidential, in our residential. Every time we rolling together, it's evidential. Like we in love, like God above. Whenever you in the bathroom, bubba bath in the tub. Miss Lovely, oh, can be. Love to fill you with roses, no dandies. I know the Hades be looking, they can't stand we. Float like a butterfly, sing like a bee.
Everything gon' be alright. I'll be right here by your side. If you let me hold you tight. I'll never let go. I'll never let go. Everything gon' be alright. I'll be right here by your side.
Can't explain what I'm feeling. I'm feeling mad nervous, but I'm chilling. Remember when I used to run you down high school? Thought I only wanted to get it and drive through. What's in my aura? What's in my era? Only wanted you to ride it like Sierra. But you was wrong, overlooking a book by its cover. How when we make love, we never use a rubber. At least nowadays, no Nick Cage. When I hit it, you will feel that bang, Diamond Dallas Page. I'm an animal, like Hannibal. I'm a bullshit, no Chicago Bull. Love is paradise, yeah, stomach full. You can take a pull, always on time. Know the fucking rules, I be on my
E-40. Everything gon' be alright. I'll be right here by your side. If you let me hold you tight. I'll never let go. I'll never let go. Everything gon' be alright. I'll be right here by your side.
Here we got Mr. Stowe on the phone with us. How you doing?
Hello, good evening, everybody. Hello, good evening, Isis. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for taking the time to call and talk with me, letting everybody know who is Stowe. How do you pronounce your last name? Is it Howe?
First of all, again, want to thank you very much for having me on your show. And again, it's 2015 all of a sudden. We're almost into February, and time is going by quickly. I've been very blessed, very fortunate, and it seems as a result, time just keeps ticking by. I remember us talking late last year, having ideas about having me on your show, and, you know, things happen, the holiday season, so here we are almost well, February month now, and here I am. So I just want to thank you very much for having me on your show, and much love from Halifax, Nova Scotia.
All right. Thank you so much. Yes, and you're right. Time is going by real fast, and we conversed with each other and everything. And I'm so glad that you have you made the time to do it tonight and everything. Just tell everyone a little about who you are, where you're calling from, and everything.
Sure. I am a independent artist. I'm a former ex-Navy cook. I did some time with the Department of National Defense on behalf of Canada here in Halifax, Nova Scotia, where I was born and raised. Now doing what I love, as opposed to, you know, sailing and And doing the national defense thing as a soldier or a sailor, I'm now just doing it as a songwriter and just basically expressing myself and my experiences via music and the arts as not just a recording artist, but a musician as well and a live performer.
All right. Okay, I got you. And I want to say I salute you for even taking the time to serve your country as well as, you know, the U.S. and everything, because we all have to work as one when we're doing that thing.
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
Right. So how long you been doing when you got out to service and everything and you decided to do music? How long you been doing music?
Well, I'd say I began to take music as a craft seriously in 2009. And so basically after my time in the forces, I really I didn't think about music as a career, but it was a means of I guess, I don't know, soothing myself and using it to add color and more creativity to some ideas I've already had and, you know, things I was just trying to figure out, just coping with life. And so I incorporated an acoustic guitar into my repertoire and began to master that craft. And well, it got to the point where just soothing myself with it wasn't good enough. It provided me an out and an avenue to feel better about myself, and also at the same time just trying to cope and understand life and just have the ability to express myself. It got to the point where just expressing myself to myself it wasn't fair anymore, and that I needed to share it. And so I began to do that, and with every little bit of feedback I got and encouragement and loving support, it just helped me to grow and get that much better. And, I feel I'm at a point in time where, you know, hiding in a closet and keeping my music to myself just isn't fair to myself or anybody else. And so I openly share.
Okay, I got you. So who has influenced you?
I have a lot of influences in my life with music growing up, from Sam Cooke's to the Otis Reddings and the Michael Jacksons to Tupac Shakur's, and I can go on and on. Any particular genre or any particular type of music just isn't enough. I was always exposed to a lot of different types of music often in my life, and basically even when I'm creating music myself, every ounce of soul how music that you hear or encounter has been exists because of others who have existed before me, right? And I've been influenced heavily by a lot of different great artists, and basically everything that you hear out of soul how music is, I guess, basically a gathering of all of those influences whom have touched me or have helped me to love music or have made me love music even more. So anything that I produce or yield, whether it's already written or if I'm in the process of writing it or if I ever get to writing it, everything I do has been influenced by those who have influenced me.
Okay.
Like previously mentioned, for example.
So how did you come up with your name?
Very good. I was born Jason Ensley Howe in 1976. That was the name given to me by my mother and my father. It served me well, and, you know, I've been called a lot of different things. I was born on December 21st, which is usually the winter solstice. And as a result, being born on the solstice, you know, as I began to perfect and work in my craft more, I realized, you know, it would be nice to have a stage name or an alter ego name or something. And I just thought solstice would be nice because I was born on the winter solstice. And so we added a U into there and it became solstice. And some call me Sol for short. And basically that's where solstice would derive from, would be the fact that I was born on the winter solstice, December 21st, 1976.
Okay. That's a good scenario. I like that.
Yeah.
what type of artist would you consider yourself to be?
I'm sorry?
What type of artist are you?
I've always been an artist, and again, you know, there's different ways of us expressing ourselves. I grew up a lot of my life sketching. I love to sketch, you know, whether it was with a pencil or a pen or pastel, oil paint. I could go that far too, and I always loved to express myself that way, painting faces or sketching faces. And I never always grew up thinking, you know, I'm going to be a singer or a songwriter. That's just how life goes, I guess, and how it developed for me. But I'm still an artist, but I'm I'm not taking a pencil and necessarily putting it to paper for a finished product. However, I'm painting pictures using words, I guess, and harmony and melody as decorations, and presenting pictures using sound, I guess. So I'm still an artist, so what kind of artist am I, or what type of artist am I? I'm an artist who's evolved, you know. I used to sketch, I used to draw, I love it, and I still can. However, you know, with my free hands, I'm more likely to grab an acoustic guitar these days and express myself vocally, but it's all art. You know, whether you're into pottery or if you're into sketching or Tai Chi, you know, it's all an art. Whatever your craft might be, if you spend enough time putting work into it, you're going to reap the benefits of it. And for me as an artist now, I guess songwriting is my forte.
Okay, I got you. I like that. Look at you, everybody. This is Soho. And we're going to play the first track, and it's called Between the Lines.
Between the Lines,
and
ladies and gentlemen.
Right. I like that. Here we go.
Tell me what you want to see. I am your mirror, and you, mine. There is no doubt we have lessons to learn and teach, and a life to live. Hand in hand, I'm yours.
That was nice. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was Between the Lines, produced at Homegrown, the producer at Music Works Media locally, and album Reflections 2014. Again, that could be found, I guess, on ReverbNation.com, or you can find Soul Howl on Facebook, everybody, at Soul Howl Twitter, at Soul Howl everywhere.
All right. I got that. So what is the difference, even though it's not, but I'm going to say it anyway, but between in performing between over here in Canada, I'm native Detroit, and I'm always used to go to Canada all the time. But what is the difference between the music between Canada and the U.S.?
Well, that's a very good question, and I find that could be answered on so many different levels in so many different ways. That's the thing about music. Music's constantly being created, and no matter how many days go by, there's always a new song being added to the mix. If you want to throw in cultures and demographics and life experiences, you know, after a while, from, say, country to country or continent to continent or province to province or state to state, you might see and hear subtle differences between musics. But overall, music is music, and it doesn't really matter where you're from or what your flag color is or what country you're from or even necessarily what religion you are. When music's right and it hits where it's supposed to hit and it's received, it really doesn't matter what the differences are amongst those who make the music, let alone the differences of the music itself. It's music.
Right.
There was a time when it was really convenient, say, in record stores, where you wanted to divide up genres and alphabeticalize them and put people into categories and boxes for the ease of commerce. You know, so if I was a consumer and I wanted to come in and buy an album, I'd know exactly where to look. I wouldn't have to spend my whole day wandering around your store. If I wanted Bob Dylan, I'd go to the Bees. I'd have to sort through all the other Bobs, but I would look for Bob Dylan. I would find Bob Dylan under the Bees. So everybody's in their category. Everybody's in their box and in their place for the ease of that. But when it comes to music and myself and the understanding of music is it doesn't matter where anybody's from. It doesn't matter what their belief systems are. If you give them anything, even if it's two spoons in an empty can, that person can make music. And depending on the depths of their life experiences and how attentive they've been to them, that's the you're going to get the real good quality of sound out of those spoons in that empty can. So what's the difference in the music? Very subtle, and I guess there are a lot, but I'd rather focus on what the similarities are when it comes to music, and that would be, how does it make us feel? For those who create it and those who are just listening, how does it make us feel? And so I'd rather focus, I guess, on the similarities, what music does for us, rather than what are the differences.
I got you. So with the music, you know, music is always universal and everything. But with the music that's going on today, and
yes,
some of the music, you know, to each his own. But some of the music, you like, only thing you can do is just say, "Wow!" You know, I mean. It's just a beat only, you know. The words don't make any
right.
sense at all or anything like that. So what did you say about that?
If I'm looking for a wow experience when it comes to music nowadays, the times have changed and the playing field's kind of been leveled out. But if I'm looking for a wow experience, if I want to hear something that really, really moves me or shocks me, I'm not going to get in the car and put on the radio for an hour and a half and wait for it. I'm probably going to go look for an internet radio station or something below ground, something like the ISIS e-radio show, or I can name many others where it's not necessarily mainstream and it's not necessarily motivated by big, big monster machines that are pushing music in units and more so concerned about the end day sales and than they are the actual artists. Like, I'm not necessarily caught up in you know, the big machine lifestyle when it comes to the music making side of the business. So I don't have anybody breathing down my neck, pushing deadlines down my neck, telling me I got to rush this or rush that because, ooh, the big machine says this has to be on the shelf by a certain date and time. So if you want to get wowed, I think you should probably dabble into some independent local radio stations, something like internet radio stations, anything that isn't
right.
whatever is the mainstream ones that are coming out of your radio in your car. and start dabbling in some really, really off the beaten path avenues for music, and start dabbling in some artists and get to know the artists that are actually in your local community, as opposed to sitting around for an hour and a half in your car waiting for a song that isn't going to get on your nerves that you haven't heard five times already. That basically, outside of a nice groovy beat, really doesn't have much substance to it. If you want substance in the music, then you got to go to the underground, or you got to go to the independent radio stations, and you got to look in your corners and the alleys and the gullies and the ghettos of your neighborhoods and your cities, because that's where the talent is. And and that's where you got to look for what's the most cutting, innovative, who's on the frontier music. Well, you're going to find that in the hoods and the boroughs and in the independent radio scene. Not so much the big machine and what's being pushed down our throats. With no choice, you just turn on the button in your car and you're going to get what you get. You can't call in and say, well, I want to hear, you know, Soul Howe today, or I want to hear whoever today, because it's dictated to them what's played. It's a big machine and they're doing something, you know. But if you want to find the best of the best and the diamonds in the rough, you're going to find them off the beaten path, which would be independent radios and the underground, you know. So get in touch with those, and get in touch with your own local art. Find out who your own local artists are in your own community before you wonder who Billboard's trying to pump out, because chances are you have somebody that'll never see the Billboard in your own community around the corner. That's got amazing skills, amazing talent. You know, what's your definition of making it today? I'm asking if you're an artist. You know, if you're an artist and you're saying, you know, someday I'm going to make it, what's your definition of making it? Because this industry's changed. It's totally different now. So the old school idea of what, in the interpretation of what making it is in this music industry today, from what I understand, it's totally different today. It's a totally different vibration. You don't need to be in the mainstream. You don't need to sell it. You don't even need to sign a record label. All you got to do is put in the work and cover your own things. That means you got to market yourself. That means you got to promote yourself. That means you got to advertise yourself. That means you got to work on your craft. That means you got to talk to people. You got to deal with people. You got to have your banking correct. You got to have all these little T's crossed and I's dotted. And when you're doing all those things, that's when a label will come look at you. But if you ain't got it all together and geared up and ready to go, and that little unit ready to pump out for them just to put their stamp on, they're not looking at you. So if you're sitting around someday waiting for somebody to knock on your door with an opportunity, you're wasting your time. Work on your craft.
Right. Got you.
Handle your stuff.
Like
make it work for yourself.
You got to.
And you can develop a little niche and develop a little fan base and make your music and be happy and content doing so. But what's being presented to us, you know, and whether it's mainstream television or mainstream radio, or what's being presented to us as the definition of success in this music industry, well, that's distorted. It's perverted. It doesn't have to be that way. You know, normal people that get on the bus and go to work Monday to Friday, day in and day out, are making some serious music, some of the best music you'll ever hear. And they're still getting on the bus. You know? It's different, you know?
I like that. Look here, we're going to play your next track with I'm Loving You Still. I like that.
Yes.
And we
absolutely. Always have, and yes, I always will.
long as I can breathe. Please believe I'm not in vain. You're crazy loving me, and I'm crazy loving you. Cause this love got to be insane. We've been longing for us, we belong to us. It's our time, it's our time. I'm loving you still.
Again, Soul How Music can be found online, ReverbNation.com, can be found at Beat100.com, UnitedMusicUnion.com. Basically, at Soul How everywhere, you can find some Soul How Music to relax your soul, relax your spirit, chill out too, for sure.
Right, it's a different kind of music. I like that. So tell me something, is there anybody working with you, any other artists that you have in mind that, you know, that you have to, you know, would like to give a shout out to? Or whatever, let us know now.
Absolutely. Here locally, I'm blessed. I've got some wonderful, talented musicians surrounding me. I'm privileged enough to be a member of the Soldiers of Halifax, consists of Pops All Day, Every Day on bass, Calvin Moore on lead guitar, Nicholas Babineau on drums, and Maurice Allison on keys, and they're the Soldiers of Halifax. They're the ones who are basically helping bring my recorded sound to the live scene. So not only am I a recording artist sitting there behind bars and measures that are perfectly placed, but I'm also a live performer. And these gentlemen make it possible to bring, for myself, to bring Soul How Music to life when it comes to the live. I mean, it's a totally different world, totally different performance. You know, you get your cookie cutter recorded version, but, you know, to feel Soul How Music live is another thing. And because of the Soldiers of Halifax, we can do that now. We got Miss Magical Management who are keeping us in line, keeping us straight. And also, you know, the Bruce Browns of the world. There's Brutus Innovation and Design, basically Bid Music Productions, who's working with us now to help the Soldiers of Halifax get geared up and ramped up this spring for some good, awesome times, festivals and such. So that's what I'm doing locally, is not only, you know, enjoying my music on the recorded side and you know, the CDs and the discs and MP3s, but, you know, Soul How's a musician as well, and basically making it from scratch is like a cook would do or like a chef would do, right? So we have the live music going on here in Halifax with Soul How and the Soul How Music, and it's because of the Soldiers of Halifax that I'm able to do that. So much love to them, and thank you very much to them for helping me recreate Soul How Music for the people here in Halifax, and hopefully very soon we'll be getting on the road and bringing some music all around. But for right now, we're basically just trying to lock down Halifax and let Halifax know that we exist. And we're bringing Soul How Music to them from scratch, right in front of their face, for everybody to feel and enjoy. And so those guys there are basically, they're my everything. All week I look forward to gathering to get together with those guys. You know, when I'm done in rehearsal with Soldiers Halifax, I feel like I came out of church. You know, my body feels good. I feel anointed. I don't feel any pain, you know. And so I love those guys for that. Because without them, it becomes very difficult. I'm very blessed because of them in my life to recreate the Soul How Music, this live thing here locally with these guys. They're the exact perfect people. It's almost like it was written And we make the music week together. It's beautiful, and none of us feel any pain at the time. And it's because of these fellows that I'm able to experience this on a regular basis. So much love to the soldiers of Halifax.
All right, all right. Much love and respect to each and every one of you. That's what I'm talking about. I like that. The most important thing you have done with your music, have you collaborated with anyone? Have you performed in front of someone that, you know, that just gave you, like, I'm at all feeling?
With the music, what have I? Locally, last year, I've collaborated with another local artist by the name of Blowfly. So when it comes to the hip-hop rap side of town, in my neck of the woods, I guess, here in Halifax, Nova Scotia, he's an emerging artist as well who's on the cusp of doing very, very well for himself and has been doing well for himself. So him and I, we did a collab earlier last year, I guess, and that's yet to be released. In terms of working with other artists, I guess recently I had the privilege of opening up at a local spot here in Halifax for the 20th anniversary of a Mobb Deep concert. It was their infamous tour, and during their tour they managed to swing by Halifax, and it was great to get a chance to actually thank them personally and congratulate them for 20 years of success in the music industry and have an opportunity to perform on the same stage as Mobb Deep, even though, you know, they're rap cats and I'm a soul dude. Well, I only had to perform for 3 or 4 minutes and I was out of there, but I did it, you know? And so that was amazing in itself. So I went in there and I laid down my thing, but ultimately Mobb Deep came to Halifax and had a wonderful time as just a part of their whole infamous tour. So having the opportunity, you know, to share a same stage or set up a stage for them or open up for them, that was great. And I guess that's another little notch in the belt along the way. The wow feeling I get from music isn't necessarily from any particular artist or person, because we're all people and we're all just, you know, making music, and you know, some of us have had more success in this industry than others, and that's always going to be the case. But the wow feelings I get from music are actually from the music itself, you know, from those who created, how you could take anybody from any walk of life and bring people who seemingly have nothing in common together and they can make music together. That's the type of things that wow me. When you take a guy who might be into some kind of Celtic music and they take another heavy metal dude and you throw him in the corner with an R&B guy and a rap guy and see what they can come up with when you lock them in the room for 12 hours and let them out creatively and just see what they come up with. Yeah. That's what would wow me. What would be the finished product from those four guys being locked in the same room to seemingly have nothing in common other than the fact that they're in there to accomplish something musically? That would wow me to see what they would come up with. So the wow feelings I get aren't necessarily from any particular artist or any particular person. It's from the music itself. I find music to be one of the most powerful things I've ever known. And any power that we get within the music or performing music is because of the music. So the wow feelings I get is the music.
Okay, I got you. Okay, well, we got another track. Hold on.
Absolutely.
And here we go.
Behind these smoke-filled eyes, since I took the time, I realized my rights are gone. Onward.
Hold on, hold on,
hold on.
All right. That's what's up. Hold on. I like that.
For another day.
Right,
some days are
right.
better than others. Some days are better than others, right? But at least if we're breathing, it makes it a lot easier to endure all things if we can breathe through it.
That's right. That's the stuff. I like that. So what inspired you to write to do this song, to even write it?
Very good. Well, particularly, I knew that, you know, at the time, the bulk of my music, you know, it was a lot of, it was, you know, sad, you know, and I wanted to write something that was inspirational without it necessarily sounding like a club track or, you know, a banger per se. But I wanted something that was uplifting. And so I guess lyrically, especially in the first verse to in the beginning there, behind these smoke-filled eyes, seems I took the time and I've realized my rights aren't gone. It's my fight is gone. Was largely inspired in part by the events of September 11th, 2001. That was a day even still in my life that, you know, I believe the world was was really, really, well, I don't know, Rob, and fear became imminent, it seemed, around the world. That day is a day in my life that I still don't understand. And no matter how much time goes on, it seems like it's something that everybody's forgotten, you know. And so I wanted to touch upon it without being too negative. But I can still, you know, even see the images, you know, and as time has gone on and listen to some of the life stories and how many people that were affected that day. And I began to think about them, some of the survivors or some of the people that, you know, didn't necessarily work that day or couldn't make it to work that day or whatever their events were in and around that day. There's just so many amazing stories of actual humanity and not lack of humanity that I think allowed that day to even happen. But there's so many efforts of humanity that happened and people that risked their lives to save people's lives that, you know, some of us will never hear those stories. You know, we'll never know their names. But I was thinking about them, the guys and the people that, you know, suffered for years on end with lung cancer and chronic diseases because all they did that day was, you know, their duty in trying to respond and help other people that were in distress. And it's just amazing how something like that could even happen in my mind. The levels of corruption and deceit are just amazing. And the truth became so distorted that it's to the point where it seems like nobody even cares anymore. And so I wanted to address it. And that's what I did with Hold On. And I still can't explain, and I still don't understand for the life of me, but that day when in my mind, it doesn't matter how much time goes on, I'll always know where I was when those terrible things were going down. And I always knew right from the beginning that what was being presented to us wasn't necessarily the case. And I won't go into that too much further, but I know that on that day, despite the lack of humanity, there was a lot of angelic efforts on a lot of people's behalf to make people's lives better. And I don't know, it kind of gets lost in the dust, if you will. And I just wanted to touch upon it because even though I'm up here in Canada and it seems like, you know, I might be in a totally different country, a totally different world, I think people need to know that, you know, it wasn't just an attack on New York that day or attack on the States, but the world was attacked that day. And I don't know, in my whole lifetime, I hope to God that, that, you know, a day like that never happens again. But truth be told, you know, days like that are happening all the time all over the world. But that was the day in my life that really rocked me, that, you know, everything I was thinking, was everything that's been taught to me and everything that I was told to believe a lie? And I began to reevaluate everything I've ever believed in after that day.
Right. That's true. I like that scenario. Look at here. Thank you so much for even taking the time to talk with me on the ICC show and everything. I'm loving your music. It's a different kind of music, different kind of mood, puts you in a different kind of mood and everything other than, you know, other artists of any genre and everything else. I love it and everything. And is there anybody you would like to, besides Reverb Nation, is there any other social sites people can go to either download your music or listen to your music?
Absolutely. Of course, everybody loves Mark Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg there, Facebook.com. You can add Soulhouse, Facebook.com, or The Soldiers of Halifax on Facebook.com. Again, Reverb Nation's the Twitters of the world. If you want to go to MySpace, Basically, every major social media site out there, if you just at SoulHow, just give me a Google, and from there you can get a nice little journey on as to my beginnings in writing onward and the beginnings of my, songwriting career after my time in the forces, and just get more familiarized with who I am as not only an artist, but as a person, and do understand that I have something to offer within music. Music's not the end-all be-all with what I have to offer. I'm going to use music to try and do more positive things in my life, in my local communities, whether it's charities, this, that, or the other. Music's just a vessel in which I'm using to do so. So that's the beauty of art, is I can do something that makes me feel really good and do good for others in the process. So I guess Googling SoulHow any which way but loose, you know, Google SoulHow, and you can get more familiar with what's up on the go with SoulHow, what he's doing, not only in music, but with music, in his communities, in his local backyard, and in his life.
All right. That was Mrs. SoulHow and everything. I don't know what happened. But anyway, if you want to get to know anything else about his music, you know, just Google him, SoulHow. That's SoulHowe. Google him and represent Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, and everything. His events is coming up soon, hopefully. He'll come back before we go off this, the music, off the air and everything, but it's all good. it's all good and everything, but, you know, stuff happened, and it's very understandable and stuff of that nature. But anyway, thank you so much, Mr. SoulHow of Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. You are. To learn more about him, go to Google him on Google him. SoulHow, SoulHowe. There's one thing about the internet, sometimes phones will drop, calls will drop, and the internet will act up, but it's all good. It must go on. Anyway, I'm gonna go out for his last track of harmony and melody, thanking everyone, each and every one of you, for being on, tuning in on the Isis E Show. Yep, that's me, Isis, I'm going to do me. And remember, to all of you artists, if you want to just get recognition, exposure, there's a cruise that's coming up in August. Go to One House, One Love, TV Cruise. Get all the information on there. And get with Ms. Linda Brown or April Whitaker. They'll be glad to help you. You do need a passport. And I believe that Ms. Linda Brown can help you with getting a passport for you and everything else. The cost on that ship is no less than $400 and everything. They're very, very cheap. And they're doing everything in their power and everything that they could to make it work for you. You can give them a call at 804-878-4433 or text 1L18. That's 1L18. Again, thank you, Mr. SoulHow of Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, and everything. I truly enjoy the songs, it's different, and everything else. And again, as I always say, everybody, pay it forward to someone that is less fortunate than you are. We all have a story. We all have a story, and I am out. This is Mr. SoulHow with harmony and melody. And here we go.
Harmony, chord melody. Day my aroma.
Had a ton of love and might have come down a dozen from a woman. Whole bad music. I've dabbled in some covers and I've scaled plenty lovers like a woman. Oh, but music, I'll choose it. Cost up for this music. Well, I feel it deeply, I do. Don't let me see. but music. All but music. I've muted many strings in the joy that it brings like a woman. All but music. I'll prove it.